Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with the devil. We've been talking about it for the last few days, and this is the last in the series. In Matthew 4, verse 8, we read, "The devil took him, that is Jesus, up on an exceedingly high mountain." Now, let me read you the rest of that. "The devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" Paraphrased, Satan said to Jesus, "If you serve me, I'll help you rise to the top." Sound familiar? When your ultimate ambition is to glorify God, you're being led by God. But when your ultimate ambition is to glorify yourself, you're being led by Satan. It's that simple. And he'll appeal to your pride, for pride is at the very core of his being. Remember his history. His fall from the number 2 spot in heaven was preceded by these lofty aspirations. Isaiah 14, verse 13. Listen to what Satan said before he was thrown out of heaven. "I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. And finally, I will make myself like the Most High." Satan wants to take God's place, but God isn't moving. Satan covets God's throne, but God isn't abdicating. Satan wants to win you to his side, but you know what? God will never let you go. The truth is, you can't defeat Satan in your own strength, but you don't have to. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 16, "Let us feel very sure that we can come before God's throne where there is grace. There we can receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it." And that's the word for you today.